Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Let's talk water now. According to a report, 119 of the 287 chemical samples analysed between July and August did not comply with the requirements of the South African National Standard of Drinking Water. On the line, we have Barry Martin from the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. He's the Senior Director for Water Services. You can give us some more insights into these concerns. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Fine, thank you, and good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners.
Some clarity, I think, is what we need in terms of this report. Can I ask you that the water that comes out of the tap in Nelson Mandela Bay, is it safe to drink?
Yes, the water is safe to drink. I think the context when people report on sampling must be understood, and water samples that are presented in that committee report maybe not been interpreted correctly. Let me start by saying that in terms of water analysis and in compliance for water standards in South Africa, there's two main categories, if I can call it that, bacteriologically and chemical compliance. And from a bacteriological point of view, especially now with this COVID-19 pandemic that we are in, our water is safe to drink because we've got no bacteria in our water. There's no E. coli and the like. So the water is definitely safe to drink. But there are other things that happen is when you treat water, there are natural elements in the water. And these do react with the addition of chemicals, with the addition of chlorine and the like. And from time to time, these go out of spec. And this is what those samples have reflected. And where we're standing ourselves at this point in time is that the water is safe to drink. There are some of the chemical elements that are out of spec, but this is what we're doing on a continuous basis to ensure that water is compliant. We test water on a regular basis, and we make the adjustments on the water as they come. And we must understand that the water comes from a dam. Unfortunately, our dams are low at the moment, so the convenience of a full dam with all any impurities settled out, we do not have that luxury at this point in time, and we haven't had that luxury for a few years now. And that also complicates our water treatment process, and it influences the chemical balance that we have. But I can confirm that the water is safe to drink. Obviously, some of the addition, because we probably more on the safe side when it comes to bacteriological compliance, especially with the time that we are in, we beef up the chlorination a bit more so that we know that the 600 kilometers that the water must travel to our residents from our bulk supply areas, the water is safe and there's a residual chlorine in the water to fight any bacteria that might find itself still in the system. So that is essentially the reason why we can say the water is safe to drink. But we also take precautions to test our water on a continuous basis to ensure that there is regular compliance as far as possible, practically possible.
Barry, just a question from you. You know, these analyses and so on are obviously very scientific and technical and quite, you know, they're under strict kind of conditions, conducted under strict conditions. Would they not have taken into account, though, you know, the issues that you mentioned as being out of context, such as the chlorine level and so on?
That is exactly it. And unfortunately, when you hone in on an individual sample, it creates the wrong impression. Because when you look at water compliance and the results that you refer to is over a 3 or 4 month period. So that came through the taps in June or July this year, for all practical purposes, it's out of the system already. In fact, the water that's came into the system yesterday as past its point already, and we have to take immediate corrective action. But the way we do that is at our water treatment works, our guys who treat water, they take water samples every 4 hours and check the status of the water, how, if I can call it, how bad the raw water is, what chemical adjustments on the flocculation levels we need to bring in, the addition of more chemicals or less chemicals to treat the water. And then the final step of that water going out of the treatment works is then the chlorination to ensure that the water is disinfected and safe to drink. And that whole process forms part of checking compliance. But over a two-week period, the city's officials samples all the water points, and that is the period that I believe that we must check our compliance on over that period, so that we can see, you can almost compare like with like. But if you take it over such a long period of time, I think you get a bit lost in translation then. But what I can also say, we take our results and we report it to our National Department of Water and Sanitation, and they statistically analyze our compliance, and we have been within that compliance spec. Where we're out of spec is a bit on the chemical side of things, and if it's out of spec, they immediately let us know. But we also have checks and balances in-house that says, listen, if this is a bit of out of spec, have a look at this. And so we also do continuous research on what is the best treatment methods that we are working on. And as part of that, we are, for the last few years, are working on the upgrading of all our water treatment works and the like. And this is the kind of thing that we do to bring the latest technology in to make it safe for our customers and the water that they drink.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.